This is Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And it's a great pleasure to welcome to the studio Bernadette Uzelac, the CEO of the Geelong Chamber of Commerce, for our fortnightly catch-up. How have you been, Bernadette?
Fantastic, Mitch. And what about yourself?
Absolutely fantastic as well. Great to have some nice weather out there after a shocking weekend.
It is indeed. It warms the heart, doesn't it?
Now, you thought today we might touch on some of the work that the Chamber does to give people a bit of an overview, which I think is worthwhile doing every now and again, because we do talk about a lot of different organisations on this program, and sometimes with the large volume of organisations, the work that each individual one does can be a little bit lost. So it's good to have that sort of overview of what's happening from a 30,000 foot view, isn't it?
It is, Mitch. I think that's one of the issues that, sometimes we struggle with in Geelong, because Geelong is a very connected community, of course, and everybody collaborates and works collectively on a lot of different projects, and sometimes that can create a little bit of confusion as to who does what, who is the voice, what's it all about? And I suppose what I wanted to do was just talk about some of the really fundamental things that the Geelong Chamber of Commerce does. We've talked in the past about, some of our policy advocacy issues and some of the things that we stand for. But in the main, the Chamber is really there to support business, in particular small business, because you may not know, but 97.8% of businesses in the G21 region is small business. Mm. That's under 20 employees. So that's a majority of our business community. So the Geelong Chamber of Commerce, which has been around for over 160 years now, has been really all about driving that business growth and supporting business. So that's why we exist, is to support that business sector, and in particular that 97.8% cohort, which is small business. Mm. And so, we look at what it is that they need, what can we do to help them to thrive. Not all businesses want to grow, but they certainly want to be successful, and that's one of the things that we strive to do. So we work in partnership with a lot of other organisations, and we also work with the likes of Deakin University, which is a key partner of the Chamber. So we work very collaboratively with Deakin on a number of shared issues, and in particular with the Deakin Business School. And one of the things that I've talked about before has been our business survey that we conduct every year. And you and the listeners may not be aware, but Deakin has a partnership with IPA, which is the Institute of Public Accountants, and through that partnership they have the IPA Deakin SME Research Centre, and I sit on the advisory board of that particular centre, which is chaired by the former Small Business Minister Bruce Bilson. Always a very interesting meeting when Bruce is chairing, and he is a very down-to-earth, direct and very small business focused person, so that's a fantastic coup for Deakin and IPA to have that. But as part of that partnership, the centre has undertaken small business research through a small business white paper that was put out in 2015 and is currently being reviewed, and some new things are being added to that. But our business research that we've undertaken in Geelong also forms a part of that centre's research. So the centre collaborates with 4 universities in the UK. So those are Kingston, Brighton, Exeter, actually 3 universities plus Deakin. So it's a very important partnership, and the work that we actually undertake here in Geelong speaks to that research that's being undertaken globally. So we're part of that global picture, and that's been a great thing to support that. I guess some of the other things that we do, Mitch, you would be aware of our Small Business Smart Business program.
Yes.
So our Build Your Business program, which we run throughout the region to support and grow small businesses. We hold mentoring and workshops and so forth. And the other major part of what we do is we run a Business Excellence Awards program, and that's really there to help grow and shine a spotlight on businesses in this community. And this year, for the first time, we introduced two new categories, which we have not done in the history of over 30 years of the awards. They're individual-based awards. So we have the Business Leader of the Year and we have the Young Entrepreneur of the Year. And so that's really recognising those individuals that are driving some of our success in the business sector in Geelong. And we've so far, Mitch, we've had over 300 nominations for the Business Awards program this year, which is absolutely phenomenal. And because of that interest and the demand, we've had to extend the nomination process a further week. So if anyone out there is interested in nominating their favourite business or somebody that they think could be the Business of the Year, Business Person of the Year, or the Young Entrepreneur of the Year, you've got time to nominate them.
Yeah, that's interesting that you've had so much demand, but it has been very heavily publicised, hasn't it? You've had events, and obviously you've been on radio programs such as this. So a lot of people are talking about it, that's for sure.
They are, and that's really something that we wanted to achieve this year, was to really get people talking about that, because it's a tough thing being in business. You know, it's very unrewarding at times because, you know, you work long hours, there's not a lot of reward for your effort at times. And for business to be able to have that recognition and be rewarded for the work that they do and what they contribute to this community is so important. And given that the majority of our businesses that contribute to our economy are small businesses, then that's even more important.
And I was listening to a radio program talking about this government tax cut to the company tax from 30 to 25% for some of the smaller businesses. And the presenter was saying it doesn't really matter that much because the big businesses are the main employers and small business is a very small part of the economy. But from what I understand, small business tends to employ the most people, doesn't it?
That is absolutely correct. Small business does employ more. If we joined all our small businesses in this region together, they would be the largest employer by a long shot in this region, employing more people than, you know, any of the big businesses on their own. So they are an important factor. And the research has also shown, and this has been proven through the IPAA Deakin research, that small businesses under 3 years employ more people, so startups are employing more people than larger businesses. And that's interesting because, you know, they're the ones that are, you know, you would probably typically think would not be employing people, but they actually are. So if every small business in this community employed one more person, we wouldn't have an unemployment problem.
Yeah, well, there you go. And does that speak volumes, I suppose, about the importance of your work advocating on behalf of small businesses when you have people in the community saying, based on what they believe, that it's actually big business that we should be focusing on, whereas perhaps the quickest wins can be achieved in small business based on what you've said when we're trying to grow the economy and reduce unemployment?
Yes, I think that's right. And it's like, you know, the pebble on the pond, you know, that ripple effect. You know, it takes one step to make a change. And by working with small business, we can make those small steps. And that, in the end, can make a significant change in our community.
So on the research that you're undertaking with Deakin and the universities in the United Kingdom, what sorts of things are you looking at that could benefit Geelong businesses?
Well, the types of things we're looking at are innovation. Innovation is a really big story. How can businesses innovate? And small businesses are at the cutting edge of that. So they're at the cutting edge of the innovation space, and bigger business can learn a lot from that. So innovation is critically important. Looking at how we can support startups, because startups have a very big payoff. If they get it right, those that are successful, there's a huge payoff. So we need to look at how we can support startups. The tax system is something that is being looked at as part of that research, obviously, how businesses are taxed, but also access to finance. You know, how can small businesses in particular access finance? What kinds of innovative ways can finance be available to small business? So there's a number of recommendations in that report that does provide that.
And would you encourage more people to get into small business if they're thinking about becoming entrepreneurial? Is it a good thing to do?
Look, it is a good thing to do, but I would say do your homework and always do some I guess, some training or some development beforehand. Get a mentor, seek out a program like Small Business Smart Business, or one of those programs. There's a NEES program as well, which is there to help people start up a business. So you need to understand what you're getting into. You need to understand if your idea is going to float, if you have a market for it. Are you financially secure? Do you have sufficient finances behind you? Because most businesses don't turn a dollar for at least 12 months. So there are a lot of factors. And so talking to an expert, whether it's your accountant or a small business professional who advises and mentors, is critically important.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And what's the composition of your membership like?
We have, I guess, a composition which typically replicates what we have in the Geelong region. So, you know, 96%, 97% are small businesses, SMEs in our membership. So we have around about 900 members, and most of those would be in that sector. But, you know, remembering we don't really have that many big businesses in this region anymore. Mm.
And what's the classification of small business? Is it based on employee numbers or turnover size?
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because if you take something like Carbon Revolution, are they a bigger business, a small business? They have under 20 employees, so typically they would be classified as a small business. Today, with technology and not needing to have so many employees, you could actually be a very large business with only a handful of employees. So it's an interesting one, and I think that that debate is not over yet, and I think that's one that is probably going to play out over the next couple of years.
And I guess on the question of the government's tax cut, which got through the Senate, do you have any views on that and whether that's going to support businesses? Because I've heard arguments, I think, from both sides on this issue.
I do think it's a very good thing for business. Anything that is going to help alleviate some of the cost burden on business is good, because at the end of the day, businesses are there to succeed. They're there to make a profit, and the only way they can do that is by lowering their costs. But by doing so, they are then able to employ more people, and it's people that drive businesses.
Well, thank you very much, Bernadette, for coming in today. A very interesting look at what's happening at the Chamber, and we'll catch up again in a fortnight.
Thanks, Mitch.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.